Welcome back to Explore the Haggadah. We now move on to the second son, known as the Rasha, who's the wicked son. And the Haggadah tells us, Rasha Mahu Oimer, the wicked son, what does he say? Moha Avoida Hazois Lachem, what is this service for you? Lachem Veloy Loy, he says, for you and not for him. Ulefi Shahoisi Es Atzmei Min HaKlal, since he's taken himself out of the community, so to speak. He said, for you, not for him. Kofar be'ikr, so he has denied everything. He's a koifer, he's a heretic. V'af atahake eshinov, and therefore you should knock out his teeth. Ve'emor lo and tell him, ba'avur zeh osa Hashem li b'tzeisim imitzroyim, that Hashem has done all these things for me when I go out of Egypt, when we went out of Egypt. Li v'loy loy, for me and not for him. Ilu ha-yosham, if you had been there, le-hoya nigal, you wouldn't have been redeemed. So essentially what you're telling the wicked son is, because you've excluded yourself from everyone else, had you been in Egypt, you wouldn't have left Egypt. And what's that? And what that's referring to is that when the Jewish people left Egypt, the Mefarshim tell us that 4/5 of the Jewish people did not want to go out, and they died in Egypt. So we're telling the wicked son, you would have been one of them. So there's a number of questions here. First of all, what is this whole idea of knocking out his teeth? Also, if you have a look at the Rosh's question, it's not that fundamentally different than the Chacham's question. The Chacham also says, what is the Eidos Chukim U'Mishpatim? That Hashem, your God, has commanded Eschem, has commanded you. Also uses the same word, you. He doesn't say us, he doesn't say me. So what's the difference between the Rosh and the Chacham? So on a simple level, the Chacham at least says Hashem Elokeinu. He says Hashem our God. So you can see clearly he believes in God and he believes that Hashem is his God. The Rasha doesn't say that. Another pshat that it says is that the Rasha emphasizes Moha Avoida Hazois Lachem. What is this Avoida? Now Avoida can mean service, but it also means very hard work. In other words, he's complaining that this whole thing is a burden. And therefore he's showing that he's not interested in it. He's not interested in being a part of it. And therefore we say you've excluded yourself from the community, from all other Jews. Taking that to a deeper level, the Maharam Shik explains a beautiful idea. That what the Rasha is really saying here is, why do you make yourselves work so hard when you don't have to? Meaning, we know that in Yiddishkeit we have something called a Do'iraisa. We have a biblical level mitzvahs. And then we have midrabanan, we have rabbinic, and then we have customs. So the Rasha is looking around on Pesach. And he knows that, for example, on a biblical level, you're only transgressing the prohibition of owning chametz on Pesach when you have what's called a kazayis or a koiseves, which are different halachic measurements. But if you just have like a crumb or something, it's not a problem to have that in your house on a biblical level. However, the rabbis, as they do many, many times, the sages came, the chachamim came, and made a gzeira, and they said that chametz is osur b'mashuhu, even a drop of chametz is a problem. And because of that, we drive ourselves crazy before Pesach to clean our house from every speck and every crumb of chametz. So the Rasha, what he does is, he doesn't start by attacking the biblical mitzvahs. He doesn't go and start attacking those mitzvahs that are explicit in the Torah. He's very smart. What he does is he starts by attacking the rabbinic mitzvahs. He says, Moha avoida hazois lachem. What is this hard work for you? In other words, why do you make it harder than it needs to be? Just keep what it says in the Torah. Why do you have to follow what it says in the Mishnah, what it says in the Gemara, and what all the other Gedolei Yisrael and all the other Poskim and Halachic authorities have said over the generations? All they've done is made it more difficult for you. Just do what it says in the Torah itself. Which is a very smart, in other words, he knows the Rasha comes. If he comes and says, don't keep Torah, no one's going to listen to him. Therefore, first thing he attacks is the rabbinic mitzvahs, the customs, the things that were added later that seem to have made things more difficult. But then we say, if you do that, you should know that you're not only denying the rabbinic mitzvahs. Ulefisha hoitzi es atzim min haklal, kofar be'ikari, actually ends up denying everything. Because once you get rid of the midrabanans, once you start doubting Chazal, you start doubting the Mishnah, you start doubting the oral law, the Talmud, the Gemara, that leads to doubting everything. Because there aren't two Judaisms. There's only one Judaism. In Judaism itself, we have Torah Shebiksav, we have Torah Shebal Peh, we have the written law, the oral law, the biblical law, the rabbinic law, but it's all part of one Torah. and it's one package and it all needs to go together. Once you start denying one of them, you end up denying all of it. And that's what we mean by knock out his teeth. What are we trying to say to him? Why do we have teeth? So it says that one of the reasons we have teeth is the teeth serve as like a guard, as a protection for the mouth, that a person shouldn't speak what he's not supposed to speak. So in other words, the teeth are there to protect the mouth. And therefore what we're saying to him is, just like you don't understand the purpose of rabbinic law, which is to guard and protect biblical law, so we'll knock out your teeth. In other words, so you don't need teeth then. If the teeth are just a protection for the mouth, not the mouth itself, what do you need teeth for? Just like you understand that you need teeth, so too you understand that you need rabbinic mitzvahs to protect and to safeguard the biblical mitzvahs, which this is a very, very important idea. Some people, they're very happy to keep Torah law, but when it comes to rabbinic law or even customs, that they start doubting or they treat it with less severity. They think it's less divine, or whatever it is. What the message of the wicked son is that no, it's not like that. Every part of Torah is divine. Every part of Torah comes from Hashem. Everything is equally important. Of course, there's different laws that govern different mitzvahs, but they're all equally as important and equally as valuable, and therefore we have to make sure that we don't belittle something which is rabbinic or something which is a custom, because that is what safeguards that which comes from the Torah. Have a wonderful day.